All right, let's talk about when Dominic met Leonardo DiCaprio.
Hello.
Hi. How was he?
He was, do you know what, as he was the first time I met him, very nice. And has lovely, sparkly blue eyes.
You're friends now.
Yeah, we are. We're mates.
Did you walk in and he went, hey, I remember you. Dominic, isn't it? How are you, Dominic? You know how Will Smith?
Yeah.
His son was in yesterday and Jaden says, I have a present. My dad says hello. I have a present from my dad because Will Smith remembered me, knows me, remembers me, remembers what I wear after Shave Wise. Sent it to. Do you know what? I got home last night and thought, that's quite weird.
Mm. It's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, you smell nice. What are you wearing?
Vera Wang.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Will Smith gave it to me. It's very bizarre.
But you know, it's strange because what a contrast, because you yesterday were brought some scent from Will Smith, the big movie star. Yet on the way home yesterday, I stopped at the garage and got two cans of Lynx Africa for £5. They were special.
Yeah, well, and you know, you've got to get them while they're there.
So did Leonardo remember you or not?
Okay, now, when you... What's your definition of remember me?
Did he say, hi, Dominic, nice to see you again?
When I walked into the room, his eyes lit up and there was some recognition going on. Off mic, which unfortunately we didn't capture, he went, ah,
Did he really?
He did.
He made that noise?
I assumed.
What noise did he make?
Ah.
Or was it? To which Alan you would have got if you were there.
Ah.
One song.
So I took that to mean that he did remember me, and I thanked him for remembering me, and he sounded a bit confused.
Did you do that thing where you reminded him who you were as you thanked him for remembering? So you go, hiya, you remember me, Dominic? We met last year at Radio 1, you remember, right? Mm. And he goes, Dominic! And you go, yeah, that's right, you remember.
That's pretty much what happened in this first clip.
Oh, really?
Have a listen to his slight awkwardness towards the end, but he probably doesn't remember.
You very kindly remembered me from last time when we were here in March to talk to you about Shutter Islands. That's very nice.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad I remembered it.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
I remembered it.
Do you know, we should keep this going now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, no,
Next time is over, we should, you know.
Yeah.
And then you might have a relationship with Leonardo DiCaprio that I have with Will Smith.
Well, he asked for me to interview him when he was over this time, apparently.
Did he really?
No. Right, anyway, now, you have to remember, during this time, this was last week, so this was very much in the middle of World Cup.
Right.
Was it 2 weeks ago? When was it? When was the World Cup?
Whatever.
Well, yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. So it was smack bang in the middle of World Cup stuff. So I wanted to not talk about the film as much as possible. I asked him one question about the film. It's very good. It's called Inception.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, but then I wanted to talk about everything else that was going on in the world, and a lot of that centred around football, obviously.
Do you mind if we talk about football very briefly? Because I know you were over in South Africa.
Yes, I was.
Because I saw you. You know, when I saw you on television, I waved and said, I've met you.
But, did you really?
You wouldn't have seen me, because you were... It doesn't work like that on television.
Because you were... Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've
Well, hang on.
What?
Right, so what's... That's not you talking about football. That's you setting up... Can we talk about football?
Yes, that's right. And now we are going to talk about football.
Right, okay.
But also, that's establishing to him that you're tragic.
Why?
Well, because you said that you saw him and you waved.
They did, the cameras, and I waved.
Do you mind if we talk about football very briefly? Because I know you were over in South Africa.
Yes, I was.
Because I saw you. You know, when I saw you on television, I waved and said, I've met you.
But, did you really?
You wouldn't have seen me, because you were... It doesn't work like that on television.
Because you were... Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably thinking you're a mentalist.
Right, now...
He's probably thinking what Drew Barrymore was thinking.
And at this point, I reach into my pocket.
Yeah.
And I pull out...
A red card?
No.
No, a yellow card?
No, I'm not...
A whistle?
I'm not Howard Webb.
A cabbage?
A mobile phone.
Right.
Because I had recorded... This was the day that you and Dave were doing your World Cup commentary.
Right.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
For the Germany game.
It was massive.
Yeah, exactly. And you had asked me, Chris, to record a message.
No, you asked me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I asked you if you wanted to record a message to invite Leonardo DiCaprio to these very studios we're in to, you know, to participate and watch.
Play the clip.
Whatever.
Okay. So, yeah.
Hello, Leo.
Hi.
It's Chris Moyles here.
That's him. Right.
Sorry to interrupt your interview with Dominic.
No problem.
Off by his bald head. We are commentating on the semi-final of the World Cup game tonight between Germany and Spain, and we were wondering if you'd like to come along and... A, hang out with us because we're cool, or B, join in with a bit of commentary. I know you enjoyed your football in the World Cup. Dominic's got all the details, and I won't take no for an answer. All right, goodbye from me, Chris Moyles.
Wow.
If you are free and you fancy doing,
I'm going to politely and honourably and with a tremendous amount of regret, declined the offer. Because
I thought you would.
I'm actually going to watch the game with a group of friends.
Are you okay?
I have friends and stuff.
You
they
okay.
let me see them.
In the UK, or are you going to...
I have UK friends, too.
You are crazy. So he would rather have watched the game with friends.
My message sounded good, though.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare getting that keyboard player and them jingle singers.
It was a nightmare.
All huddle around the phone.
Yeah. Quality sounded amazing.
Hi.
It's Chris Miles here.
That's him.
Right.
Now, the next two clips, for me, is the pinnacle.
Really?
Yeah.
Of your life?
Yeah. Last time I met him, we talked about lots of silly stuff. As olives, we did all that kind of stuff. But I, on the way to the interview, in the back of the taxi, started writing. Something came to me, it was inspirational. I started jotting down some stuff.
Right.
And I thought that now it was the time to deliver my thoughts on paper to Leonardo DiCaprio and see whether he would be willing to play along with me. Last time we spoke about the sequel to Titanic, Titanic 2.
Right.
Now, that was just a joke.
Right.
I have since then gone away and done a bit of homework. Mm. I've written what I think could be...
A killer screenplay?
Yep. It's called Boulogne. You have your parts there, if you wouldn't mind. You're Jack again.
Oh, right.
And
right,
I am
okay.
Claude. I'm a French sailor called Claude Le Bateau.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind doing this? I appreciate you usually charge money for acting,
no.
But should we give it a go?
No.
Sure.
No.
Okay, so I am Claude.
No,
I'm
really? No. Yeah. Stop. So if he's playing Jack,
mm-hmm.
did he play Jack in Titanic?
Jack Dawson, yeah. He's playing the same role.
So the idea is that you're a French...
sailor.
But, yeah. And you find him in the sea?
Yes, this is set in the English Channel.
Right, so this could be genuinely like a sequel to Titanic.
Mm.
I don't want to get pigeonholed, but I mean, it works on many levels.
But is it set on a cross-channel ferry?
It doesn't have to be set on a cross-channel ferry. In my head, it is.
Right.
And it's the Dover to Calais bit.
Right. Well, even though you call it Boulogne.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I meant Dover to Boulogne, obviously.
And
do they still say
who do you play?
I play Claude Le Bateau, which is French.
What is
Claude,
your job?
Claude the Boat. I'm a sailor.
So you're a sailor on a ferry?
Yes.
And somehow, from all the way at the top of the ferry, from the control room, you spot some guy in the sea.
Yeah. Well, no, not in the sea. We're going to find out because, this is part of the acting.
Now, do you want some music for this?
I think it lives on its own very well, but I think some music would help it, possibly.
Okay.
If anyone else is listening and fancies picking this up, then...
No, in all seriousness.
Why?
And now, the first ever installment of Titanic 2.
Boulogne.
Last time we spoke about the sequel to Titanic.
Oh, okay.
It's called Boulogne.
Okay.
Set even though it sounded Dover to Calais ferry.
And now,
I hadn't thought of that.
For the first time ever, set on a ferry from Dover to Calais, it's time for Leonardo DiCaprio and Dominic Bernin, Boulogne.
I'm acting with him.
Sure.
This is acting with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Bonjour. What are you doing on my boat, you boy, you? What is your name?
Sorry, monsieur. I'm Jack Dawson. I was in Titanic, and now I'm on a voyage to find my true love, Rose. She's moved to the pretty and intriguing French port town of Boulogne, and I am desperate to get there.
But what does he call it?
Boulogne. See, I don't want to pull him up, obviously, right. But he's pronounced it wrong.
He did better.
He's American.
In the second read, he did better.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I admire that, but why didn't you just buy a ticket online like everyone else rather than hiding in this lifeboat?
It's weird that they didn't... I don't understand. I just, as an actor, you have to object to certain things.
Right.
And the online thing...
You don't like that?
Well, it's just not, period.
They don't have the internet, do they?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Do you want to just...
I can't really go on because I don't feel like
the
screenplay is working.
Right. What would you change?
The whole internet thing right there doesn't work.
Okay. Okay. It ends with them finding iceberg lettuce in the sea. Does that save it?
I mean, look, what I could do is submit it to James Cameron, and see what he says.
He might have a different reaction.
Right, denied. How much did you have? How much left did you have?
Oh, tons.
Oh, really?
Honestly.
Did you really have pages left?
Yeah. I'll do the rest of it.
You were slapped down.
Do you know what, Al?
What a really polite way of going, you can shove your scripts up your ass.
So, I say, I admire I admired that, but why didn't you just buy... I'm Jose Mourinho. Why didn't you just buy a ticket online like everyone else? And he says, sir, I don't have any money. And I say, okay,
well,
very well.
What's that got to do with him going online? He doesn't have a computer.
Yeah, he doesn't have any money.
He's in the sea.
Exactly. So, well, let me give you 10 euros to help you on your way. But wait, what is that in the water? It looks like a massive mountain of... And he comes in and says, it looks like salad. Mayday, mayday.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Jack, my boy, we're heading for lettuce. It's no ordinary lettuce.
No.
It is iceberg lettuce.
No, I've got it. Why is Jose Mourinho on this boat?
I can't do French, English.
Why does he get the ferry from Dover to Boulogne?
Dover to Calais.
Yeah.
And then it's Boulogne.
To be continued, overwritten.
Yeah, but also, yeah, did Jack not die in Titanic?
And it wasn't at the North Pole, pretty much, on the way to New York.
Two minor points.
Well, hang on. Whoa. No, stop.
No.
They didn't crash into the North Pole on the way to New York.
Well, you know what I mean.
It was an iceberg
out. From Arctic Circle, wasn't it?
Well,
so
did the interview very quickly finish after that?
Yes. During the screenplay, the wind-up windmill woman who does her hands to say, essentially, it's over and you've overrun.
Just before she starts doing the wind-up, does Leonardo scratch his nose or tug on his right ear?
I don't know. Possibly.
Or just go like this. Help me out, will you? Yeah. Excuse me.
I think he was enjoying himself very much and he, you know...
That came across.
He's an actor.
Mm. Well, shall we find out? Because on line one should be the real Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo, say hello to Dominic.
You gullible fool.
I didn't believe you.
I didn't believe you then either.
How ironic that the film is about, like, bad dreams, and there he is sat there going, I'm in a bad dream.
No, how rude.
Is the film good? I'm
Inception.
Dying to see it.
It's all about, do you know, it's very, like I was saying last time, massively psychological, thrillerish. I think you'd like it a lot.
I can't wait to see it. I really can't.
It's out today.
I've seen the advert for ages. It's out today?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You've been offered a screening, if you want it.
Tuesday. I replied, didn't I?
No, but if not today, then maybe Monday.
Well, no, here's what happened. Alan sends me a text saying... We've organised a screening for right after the show tomorrow for Inception, which I've been banging on about for weeks. And I went, I can't make it. I'm on the train. However, if they want to give me a DVD, I can watch it on the train to Leeds.
Yeah.
So I can be talking about it all over Monday.
Yeah.
So did you go back and tell them that?
I did, but now I remember I didn't get a reply to that part.
Right.
I got a reply to the, we can try Monday or Tuesday.
Right. So movie companies are so scared that, you know... Very kind of important people in the media industry, famous people, and whatever, will go and bootleg copies of movies and sell them down the market.
Because
that's the funniest thing. We can't give Chris a copy of the movie on DVD because what if it ends up down in Camden Market? So I'm not going to sit and pirate these films anymore since I got caught.
Although we did start
had all my equipment confiscated.
Plus, also, you need one of those proper double recorder things anyway, don't you?
I do it wearing my Federation Against Copyright Theft t-shirt, or FACT, as they're known.
But when the Karate Kid film started, you did ask me to stop moving my head because it was spoiling the shot.
All right, leave it, will you? So why did you say that? Shut up. Chris Moyle.